I'm here with Mason Wilson from 8Ball TV, an online public access television station produced out of 8Ball Community in New York City. Thank you so much for joining me, Mason.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on here, Natalie. Thanks for the invite.
So first, can you tell me a little bit about 8Ball TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So 8Ball TV is an online public access station that was founded in 2017, right during the inauguration of Trump. I think we started on the same day. And we were like really interested, I think, in creating like a, you know, just in kind of like the public access fashion, like a station that was by and for the people and kind of rang true to our community. We kind of invited everybody in our own personal circles to come and participate. We got a lot of amazing like content submissions, full shows, and that slowly expanded into us starting a small green screen kind of shooting lab where we invite people to come make regular TV shows or one-offs. Just about everything under the sun has been kind of filmed in that space. But yeah, we run 24/7. We as a collective go into our own archive and kind of choose as a team what we want to play. We now have like regular scheduled programming like a normal TV station, which is pretty fun. And yeah, it's been a fun project. I've been around since 2017. And it's been quite an interesting experience, just kind of watching it grow into the shape it is today. It's been fun.
So what are some of the highlights from the last 4 years?
Oh, some of the highlights have really been, I think, what made me so excited about joining early on was it was like a volunteer group of like 20 people who were all just kind of art nerds and were really interested in creating like collaborative projects with other people that just have free time on their hands. When I started, I was in school at the time. So it was really great to kind of meet collaborators and people that really were heavily invested in making fun content for this really random website on the internet. So early on, like it was definitely what excited me most was just like the people that I was meeting that were like fully invested in this strange project that I found in a basement. And moving from there, it's been such a great way to kind of, because I never thought of a TV show as being kind of like an art practice until kind of joining 8Ball. And me personally, it's been inviting personal friends of mine, bringing them to the space and creating TV shows with them. I have a friend, two friends, Morgan and Adrian. We've been making a show for 3 years now called You Would, which is kind of like a black perspective on like arts and culture. And I would say that's probably one of my favorite art projects that I've ever made with other people. Outside of that, though, I think what has always made 8Ball TV such an interesting, you know, project for me, I think, is just the ability to just kind of give any and everyone kind of a platform that we kind of as a group give credence to. I think there's like something really cute and special about that. And it's always really exciting to get an email and just seeing like the absolute like weirdest thing you could possibly imagine being sent your way and just being like, yeah, absolutely, we'll put that on. That's always fun for me. Yeah,
I guess, you know, for an organization that has community and human connection kind of at its core, I'm wondering how you've adapted to this new virtual COVID social distancing era.
Yeah. In one way, like in the worst possible, this is not like a heaven sent opportunity whatsoever, but I mean, like, it was weirdly exciting at the beginning because people were just glued to their computer screens. So, and I think people were looking for spaces on the internet once again to just kind of like find weird niche things. And I think like we really kind of took the opportunity early on, like in March, and ran with it by making like a bunch of regularly scheduled like TV shows. I was also running like a movie club every Wednesday night out of our actual space in the East Village. And being able to kind of take that digitally and kind of broadcast, you know, weird movies from my like personal archive that weren't just for like the 20 people in a room that were able to show up, but, you know, for, we were getting people like across the world, like people in Japan and Korea, like tuning in, which was like such a trippy kind of thing to experience. But I think as a group, we all decided that like TV was an incredible medium to not only entertain, but get kind of factual information out. I mean, it was like so scary at the beginning, I think, because people really woke up every day in an alternate reality that was just getting darker and darker every time you woke up. So we had the opportunity to really get artists, organizers, activists from here to Chile to Hong Kong to come on and like talk about their personal experience with COVID, protest, activism, what that looks like in 2020. We also had the ability to give Julian Watkins, who is a doctor at the New York Department of Health, the opportunity to create a TV show that talked really about holistic healing. It really was that the quarantine really gave us like a really great opportunity to see how in real time the medium of TV could benefit our own community. And it was really inspiring to get messages like out of the blue too, of just like people thanking us for taking the time to put these crazy projects together. It was really busy, weirdly, when everything kind of was super stagnant. Like we, just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And I think we like created some of the best shows we've ever made, like as a collective, like in this moment. So it was really quite the feat, I would say.
And one of the shows that you started during that time is Private Program, which, yeah. Is, you know, I think of it as a kind of like really creative and irreverent take on the kind of variety show, talk show, like daytime television slash like late night television. Right. So can you talk a little bit about that program and what you were trying to do and how it took off?
Yeah. I mean, I've always, it's one of the fantasies in my head has always perpetually been to be a talk show host. I was like raised on Conan, but I feel like growing up, I was like, I would run back home to school. I would watch Carson Daly and then on TRL and then would go directly into watching Oprah Winfrey. So I think like the talk show host kind of shares like a, interesting role in my head. And like once I was really getting into public access TV, I think everybody's like introduction into kind of that sort of the capacity or not the capacity, but the capabilities of what public access can do is like Glenn O'Brien's TV Party, which has kind of been like a guiding light for a lot of the shows that we've created in the space. And, before COVID, I was a bartender, and I would usually have a night at a local bar that unfortunately closed called Beverly's, where I would have all my friends come in and they would DJ, and it would be just like a really great kind of end of the week checkup. And we were really kind of missing that energy of like coming together in a space and kind of just shooting the crap. I don't know if I can this way. like just like in a space together. And I think when quarantine hit, like everybody was trying to figure out drastic, you know, just like way creative ways to like stay in the same space with people. And Zoom kind of allowed for that. So we thought the best way to kind of bring everybody together and a fun project we could all do together is kind of broadcast Zoom calls. And from there, it kind of turned into people coming back each week with like a little segment for the show. My friend Alexa was also a bartender and put together kind of like a happy hour like special for every episode for like making a new cocktail. My friend Leo is a musician and he would do these really weird segments where he would make beats in Ableton out of suggested like kind of sounds that people would suggest to him during the show. And with that, we also invited, you know, I have so many friends that are musicians and DJs that didn't get the opportunity to perform. So we would bring them on and give them a segment and talk about their work and interview them. And it was like, it was such a fun kind of hub of energy because I think people were like exchanging ideas, tossing things back and forth. And I think it was like a really great, normal, like kind of weekly, like thing to do with my friends and just something to look forward to. Like when those weeks were like really dark was good for my psyche. Definitely.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a party I wanted to be at and that I could be at.
Yeah, 100%. Everybody was allowed to bring friends on. Like it was like very much just kind of like an open, if you were up at 10 on a Tuesday night, like just come through, we'll throw you the Zoom link and just have the opportunity to meet some really, really fun people. So I'm definitely thankful for that. It was like such a crazy moment.
So what's next for you and 8Ball TV?
I think we did definitely have to take a break, especially after the pandemic assistance ran out. I think a couple of us were scratching our head on like, all right, how are we going to pay rent? So we kind of had to put private program kind of aside for a second to kind of, you know, unfortunately kind of scramble to readjust, kind of staying afloat. And I hope everybody that's listening is, you know, doing as well as they can right now. But I think private program will definitely come back. I think we've all been kind of slowly getting back into our like some sort of comfort and asking like, when can we go back and do that? When can we, you know, so we're definitely interested in doing that. I'm still running a movie club every Wednesday night at 10. This month we, for kind of Halloween, we did a horror series of all fish horror movies, like fish related. Tonight we're playing a movie called Killer Fish, Deadly Treasure of the Piranha. So if you're into sticky, campy types of movies, there'll always be one playing on Wednesday nights at 9. And we're always looking for new content. Come on 8BallTV.club and submit your videos and we will definitely air them. We just love new weird stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mason. Again, that was Mason Wilson from 8Ball TV. That is 8BallTV.club. If you want to check them out online, the Piranha horror film sounds really enticing.
True. Thank you so much, Natalie, for having me.